Pet Center for Creativity and Learning, a vibrant arts hub at 370 King Street West in Kingston, right beside the Isabel Bader Center. Enjoy a coffee at Juniper Cafe and explore three floors of galleries, studios, and arts organizations. Borrow instruments from Joe's Mill, sign up for art classes with groups like the Kingston's Potters Guild, and dance with Kingston's School of Dance. Join Tet Tuesday Open Studios the second Tuesday of every month to connect with fellow creatives. Students, you can host events at the Tet with reduced rental rates. Learn more at tetcenter.org and follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Tet Center. Your artistic journey begins here.
Like boogieing, let's go.
It's a good boogie song. Welcome back.
Hey, you know what? I like it.
Oh yeah. It's our pals Smell-a-Ship. They're gonna be in town here at CFRC like in a couple weeks.
Cool. Nice.
Cool. Excited. Cool.
Absolutely. Yeah. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
And I'm still Vinny.
And if you're just tuning in, it's a little after 11 a.m.
Wake up.
Oh yeah, we're live. It's we're into hour four of the Canada Day Jump Show.
They're so done with us, bro.
Oh no, we got plenty more good tunes to come.
Good. God.
You, me. And when I'm looking at the playlist that I put together for today, we're only halfway through it, so we could go all day if we want.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. We just heard in that last set The Beaches with Perfect 10. We had Always with Very Online Guy. We had Word Burglar with Living Between Wednesdays. Totally. We had Lights with Learning to Let Go. And Quebecois Weirdos, Angine de Poitrine with Sardiez.
Man, I got to tell you, so I know it's not just Canada, but we talked earlier about how we had Bobby Bonilla Day.
Happy, right? Bobby Bonilla Day!
Bobby Bonilla.
It is also NHL Free Agent Frenzy kicking off today.
Oh, do tell.
Well, I mean, the world of NHL, all the players are going into free agency, and everybody's going to try to sign the magical next player that's going to help Leafs win the Cup next year, because it's going to happen.
It will happen.
Big Toronto sports news. Do you remember in May of 2019, I think it was May?
The before times,
when we would watch the basketball game.
Yes.
And the Toronto Dinosaurs were playing excellent basketball.
Way back.
And we brought in Kawhi Leonard at the time, and I think we gave up DeMar DeRozan and a first-round pick or something to that effect, or second-round pick or something. And now, we just brought Kawhi back. That's the sound of one person doing that, because that's the only amount of people that should be excited about this trade.
Now, why should we not be excited about Kawhi Leonard?
This is like trying to bring back McDonald's pizza, okay? It was good when it was there, and there was a reason and a time and a purpose for this. But we're done. We're done with this time. The time has passed. The guy is coming back and almost openly admitted to this as being the place he wants to retire, which means he's got a couple of years. You just gave away two of the,
But McDonald's pizza can make a comeback.
No.
I love McDonald's pizza.
He's still stuck on the pizza. So, I mean, welcome back. And I hope, I know they substantially increased their odds. And, I mean, short-term pain, long-term gain, it just feels backwards for that. So, it is what it is. But LeBron James, ladies and gentlemen, arguably one of the greatest to ever play the game, has decided he's going to leave the Magic, the Lakers. I'm just reading
Is he the guy from the Looney Tunes movie?
Yeah, the new one. That new one.
Space Jam.
But like Space Jam 2 or whatever.
Yeah.
But LeBron James leaving the Lakers, but he does want to continue to play. So it'll be interesting to see. Maybe the Toronto Raptors will sign LeBron James. My goodness.
Could you imagine? Like
I would be excited for wasting draft picks for that.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, you're going to say something to him?
Okay. I can't see Simone. Sorry. There's a phone in the way. So if you want to jump in, but LeBron, King James King Canada James, James Canada.
That'd be great. My thoughts are Toronto, the city is blowing up right now, like the rest of the world with the World Cup happening.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great to continue that momentum and have a year where the Raptors win and the Leafs win?
You said it, baby.
It's going to happen.
The Blue Jays won't, though, because they're just terrible.
Oh, I don't. We don't care about the Blue Jays.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
unbelievable.
Hey, Simone, do you remember the Junior Jays?
Did you ever do that?
Were you going to say of a certain age?
I was going to say vintage.
No, they still do that. There, now I can see. But they still do that.
Because in the early 90s, they had like comic books, and it was a whole cry. I remember there was comic books where Spider-Man and the Blue Jays and the Junior Jays are like...
Really?
Yeah, it was
Junior Jays Sundays.
Junior Jays.
Yeah. Because all the schools had them.
Toronto?
Yeah.
Okay.
You go to the Sky Dome. So now, like a few years ago, we took the kids, like many years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
Took the kids to go, and you know, all the kids at whatever age, they go line up. I mean, there's lots of activities, you know, whatever, throughout the park of things to keep kids doing anything except while you're there.
Yeah.
Watch the game, but that's okay. keeps them entertained, I guess. And but they get the chance to go on the field and run the bases after the game. So you got to go, I think, I can't remember what inning, say the sixth inning, and you start lining up. And, like, you're going, like, forever. Ever. And
slow,
so, like, you go with the line. It is what it is. It's cool. But you miss half the game. Letting them play horseshoes or whatever, beer pong, and then having them stand in a line where you can't see the game. You're going by whether crowd reaction to what's happening.
Well, I mean, it's a core memory for them.
And then you go down to get on the field, and there it is. That's that moment the kid goes, like, this is cool, and that's why you did that. And then you're like, oh, my goodness, this is going to be so cool. I get my kid to go, and they're going to run the bases, and I'm going to take a video, and they're going to have the time of their life. And then, like, but it's so quick. So when you're coming from right field down the line,
yeah,
you start at first, the kids go right, and the kids have to just start going. The parent must keep walking, no pictures, and by the time they come around the base, you meet them at home plate and you get off. That's it. You are like 30 seconds. Well, it takes some kids 12 minutes, but then there's like so many employees that are like not letting the kids go anywhere except there. So again, great experience, cool, and I get that you have to kind of control because it could get out of control if it was you let them do more. But if you are planning on going to watch a game, don't go and bring your kids. Like, you're going for that.
Fair.
Does that make sense? Because, like, half the game, again, you're keeping them entertained throughout the park, all the cool things going on, you're missing some of the game.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the half of the game, you're just standing in line to get them to go on the bases after the game.
That makes sense.
So.
Yeah, that's
fair. Canada Day game today.
Oh, yeah?
Big Chef Al is in attendance at the baseball game today for the Toronto Blue Jays, and I believe the Mets are playing today.
Oh, yeah.
I have to check. I mean, I've just stopped following the Jays.
Like, watching and see if we can see Al
But we'll see him, because I gave him a Blue Jays. He showed up at my office yesterday, and I gave him a Toronto Blue Jays Josh Donaldson jersey.
Cool.
And he actually told me to tell you something.
That
he needs help.
Does the Ottawa Center suck?
Some stuff.
Wait,
he's referred to me until I was live on air to put you under the pressure, not being able to say no.
I can't move anything. You've seen my arms. What do you want me to move?
But so have fun.
Unbelievable.
And, you know, what a great experience the Canada Day games always are. So
that reminds me, though, because last year, Canada Day Jays game, a friend of the show, Handsome Grant, who was in the Canadian Forces, he got to be on the field with the 200 other soldiers. The flag.
Yeah.
Unfurl the giant Canadian flag.
Cool.
During the national anthem.
That'd be awesome. That's a memory.
Very patriotic.
Again.
Wow. Yeah.
That's why you go.
That's cool. I like that a lot.
Nice.
Awesome. So we've got a Canada Day Blue Jays game to look forward to.
Yeah, if you like to watch terrible baseball teams.
Exactly. I know that Simone's more of a lacrosse fan herself.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lacrosse is awesome sport.
Isn't lacrosse actually Canada's official sport?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you played it?
I've not played it. A buddy of mine was on the lacrosse team back in high school. He loved it. It was a lot
of
fun.
It's a good, fun game. It's not as difficult as you might believe. It's not as easy
I've
either.
Definitely thrown the ball around with the little net stick thingy.
But it's very vicious. And, like, it's like, you know, in hockey when you fight.
As Simone does.
You're on skates, and you're like, you know, and that's dangerous in itself. But when you're not on skates
when
you're fighting,
feet planted on the ground,
it's like...
Well, you know,
it's like boxing, it's like MMA.
They're fighting.
There can be contact.
I mean, it's like hockey,
right,
to a certain extent. And
so, what do they do? They drop their thing and start punching each other.
Helmets come off, and it's just like you're full on fist fighting. Just this guy on the side of the street, so it's quite intense.
No idea.
And that can surprise you.
Oh, it's a very violent sport.
I have no idea.
All the parents trying to like rally up their friends, like because Kingston's is on the boom for lacrosse from from my social media from kids. And they're trying to attract a lot of kids to play it. It's a great sport to play. But as you get into the professional leagues in the National Lacrosse League, you see how like pretty violent the sport gets and pretty brutal. But I mean, it's a combative sport. I mean, you're trying to run around at full speed, swinging sticks at people. It's
kinda... So you have the like the ball in your little net thing, and you can run with it.
Yeah. I don't know all the rules. You just kind of run and you pass it,
and then you chuck it to somebody else, or can you just run and then put it into the net?
I mean, you could essentially. We should get somebody to call in.
Yeah.
We don't know how to use the phones, but let's pretend we answered.
Yeah.
But there's some rules about like offsiding or like something where you can't just run from one end to the other and dip it in the net. Like you've got to pass it or so. I'm assuming.
I don't know how that works.
We're going to have to find out.
We'll look it up and we'll talk about it.
It's not like traveling and like basketball. It's not like that.
Right. That's the thing. Don't say no. Like, you know. You don't know.
He just likes to tell me no.
That's exactly what I'm thinking too, is that I don't know if there's a traveling rule. Like,
see, it's a good question. It's a good question.
Yeah. There's lots of rules. Like in ball hockey and ice hockey, there's so many different rules. So it's a fair question, Simone.
No. The only rule
you're listening to Canada Special on CFRC with not Jeff the Movie Nerd because he's being
difficult.
Anti-sportsist.
We're a nation of barbarians up here. This is what the world needs to understand.
But he did bring good tarts. So.
Happy Canada Day, you guys.
Happy freaking Canada Day. Vinny's out. I'm going to go enjoy my Canada Day.
Yeah, you got something to do today, yeah.
Enjoy the rest of this day. Stay cool. Stay hydrated. Be safe. And no matter what anybody tells you, CFRC is the place to be.
You got it.
All right.
Awesome. Happy Canada Day. We'll get back to the tunes. Thanks, Vinny.
Thank you, Vinny.
No. saying I do, I do, I do, I do, I do, it's true. Oh, you make me feel this way. There's something, baby, I just got to say. Oh,
Then you see your own body lying on the ground. I know you're looping and you're looping and you're looping. It feels like you're never gonna.
Alison Russell with No Springtime.
Nice chill.
Very chill.
Relaxed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Groovy.
Oh, dare you say groovy.
Vibey.
Nice.
Yeah.
Welcome back. Happy Canada Day, Simone.
Happy Canada Day, Jeff.
When did they stop calling it Dominion Day?
I don't know.
60s?
Not in our time.
Not in our time, no.
Yeah, we always have Canada Day.
Yeah, sometimes when I say Dominion Day, ironically, like, you'll get, like, a boomer who's like, oh, isn't that hilarious? You remember the $2 bill, right? And like, yeah, I remember my grandmother giving me them.
Well, I do remember the $2 bill.
You still have a $2 bill?
I don't. I used to keep one.
Yeah.
Behind, like, a little frame.
Oh, nice.
I used to keep it there, but then I used it.
Oh, that's fair. You were in a pinch.
Yeah, I was in a pinch.
You needed that coffee crisp.
Yeah, I needed it.
And the $1 bill. I still have a few $1
do
bills
you?
Kicking around.
And I do remember the $1 bill.
Yeah.
Yeah, with and the queen on it.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
A little greenish-bluish color.
It
$2 is brown.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
What was on the back of the $2 bill? What was the animal? Do you remember?
Was it a geese?
I think it was a robin.
A robin?
Let me take a look. We're going to go on the internet.
A beaver?
Again, there's probably someone who's like yelling at the radio. I don't think we've ever had a beaver on our money before, have we? Let me see.
Are beavers on the... is the beaver on the 5 cent?
Oh, yeah. The nickel has
the
a beaver.
Nickel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
I'm from this country, sure.
The sixpence.
I just remember when the toonie became a thing, like back in the 90s. And there was a thing that they said where if the middle and the outer ring come apart, you can bring it back to the bank and like they'll give you
and
like
give you a new one.
The rumor was that they'd give you $20. So I remember my brothers and
rumor.
I, we would stick them in the freezer because we're like, all right, the metal's gonna contract and expand, and we'd take them outside and bash them with hammers. I don't think it ever worked. So we just had a bunch of toonies with dents all over.
Did you ever put the pennies on the train tracks?
I never did that.
No?
Apparently, the urban legend was that the penny would shoot out like a bullet.
Oh, really?
If the train ran over it wrong. But the animal on the back of the toonie, their $2 bill, was
right.
A robin.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. I just remember the brown. That's all I can remember.
And then these are the old bills, too. Like, the $50 bill used to have a snow owl on it, I think. I remember. Because, like, once every Christmas, I'd get a crisp 50.
You got 50s?
From Uncle Reg.
Oh, my goodness.
Didn't happen often.
Mm.
But, yeah, interesting stuff.
Yeah.
We have weird-looking money here in Canada.
Yeah, I remember I worked at a bank when I was young.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And someone came in, and they, the 20s, but they were thick.
Oh,
they
yeah?
They were like a thick cardboard.
Thicker paper?
Yeah.
Weird.
Like they said that they had like saved it and kept it in their freezer or something.
Oh,
it was
really?
This old, very, very old bill.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Ah, awesome. Welcome back everyone.
Back
in the day. It's CFRC, the place to be. It's 11:30. We're coming up on the end of the Jum Show.
Yeah.
What a Jum Show it's been.
Yeah.
We talked about Canadian movies. We talked about fireworks and explosives.
Crazy stuff that you guys do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We watched some Angine de Poitrine nonsense.
Yes.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Vinny the Thrill's off to punish his child for not mowing the lawn. It's going to be a good day today.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome. And then, so off air, we were looking up what's going on. We were, you know, went on CBC and they had a picture up of just two guys carrying a mattress. And I'm like, why is this up on their, on their Canada Day post?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reminded that today is moving day in Quebec. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes back. It goes back real far.
It goes back real far.
Ancient times.
Apparently in...
Olden days.
Yeah, that's right. In 1750, the province of Quebec initiated a bylaw whereby landlords were not allowed to evict their tenants during the winter months because it's dangerous.
Yeah, and so, not nice. It's just not nice.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that date was always May 1st or April 30th.
Mm-hmm.
But then in 1972, to coincide with the end of the school year, the Quebec government made it July 1st.
Yeah.
So they said that approximately 4% of the population all move on July 1st. That's 120,000 households or 115,000 city residents, which is about 7% of the city of Montreal. Just because that historically, that just happens
to
be where
they just do it on that day.
Most, yeah.
But the cool thing is, you can get some really cool stuff.
Oh, we love free stuff.
Some students are moving, some are leaving, you know, and they're leaving all their cool stuff. So I looked on the internet.
The
you know what the internet said? That there are best neighborhoods for curbside finds.
Oh, so if you're in Montreal, listen
There's
up.
There's certain places, and the internets recommend that you go to affluent
of course they do.
neighborhoods or artists neighborhoods. So they've got, let's see, you can go to Plateau and Mill End,
yep.
known for student and artist housing. You will find high quality vintage items, quirky decor, Y2K fashion.
Oh!
Okay?
Finally!
And record collections left by departing youth.
Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You get some free records on the side of the road?
If you go to McGill Ghetto, have you ever been there?
Probably.
Boarding, this borders the university. This area is packed with student housing. You can score great IKEA basics.
Ooh.
And affordable furniture in good condition. And then, let's see, Outremont and town of Mount Royal.
Okay.
I don't know if this is the affluent. Oh, yes. These are affluent, high-end neighborhoods. Wealthy residents often discard premium wooden furniture, antiques, and high-quality electronics.
Okay, people.
Okay, so if you want the high-quality electronics,
you get out there.
And you don't want IKEA.
No.
You want to go a little bit above that.
That makes
sense.
You
want something wood. You want something that somebody made.
Yeah.
You know, it took the time.
Old school craftsmanship.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're going to go to the Royale neighborhood.
So it's only 11:30. Like,
yeah.
we could make it. We could drive.
Still make it.
Still get there.
Get some stuff. Go find something. Load up the, I don't know, whose car are you taking?
Because there's no U-Hauls available, that's for sure.
Yeah, I guess you'll contact your friends at Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
And get a little ride there, maybe. Lend it to you?
You know what we'll do? We'll get Vinny the Thrill's son to steal Vinny's truck instead of mowing the lawn.
Okay, yeah. You could do that.
You could, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be
and
great.
Then, you know, we'll cruise around the affluent spot there and
Find
see if we can get some high quality electronics.
Nice. What a weird Canadian tradition.
Yeah.
Move out day.
The move out day, get your thing, and then I guess later on you go party on
party
Canada.
Then?
Yeah.
Nice.
Go see a concert, go see
whatever.
Fireworks. Or drones now.
Oh, yeah.
Now the big thing is drones.
That's cool.
Spell things, you know, with great cursive or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Printing in the sky.
I wonder if they'll have a drone show in Kingston tonight. I know that.
Yeah, well, they did. It was Victoria Day, right?
They had the
fireworks and the drone. So
cool.
Maybe they're going to, maybe that's the combination now.
It'd be all right.
Yeah.
Well, tonight at 10 p.m., Confederation Basin is the Kingston, Ontario firework display.
So are you going to go? Or are you going to, or do you think you'll make it?
I don't know if I'm going to make it.
Do you think the heat will hold you back? Or you might go up on your roof?
I'll probably go up on the roof. I think I could be able to see it from the roof.
Stand on those milk crates there and just, you know, take a look-see around.
Keep my feet dry, yeah. Lots going on. Happy Canada Day.
Lots going on.
Amazing. We just had a pretty good power set there. Like we said before, we had Alison Russell with her very chill tune called No Springtime. Before that, we had Lisa LeBlanc with her brand new Whole Lot of Talking.
With puppets, a lot of puppetry going on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that came out yesterday, actually.
Did it?
Yeah, they were very close by, yeah.
Brand spanking new.
We had the Pro Wrestling The Band with Replacements. And before that, we had the Sheepdogs with I Do. And we opened it up with Luke Calla and Hotter Now.
I like that one.
That's good.
That's a really good poppy one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I clearly put together way too much music because we're going until noon.
Yeah.
And then we're done. But we're only halfway through the playlist.
That's okay, though. You came prepared.
Exactly.
You came guns blazing.
You know it.
Right on, Jeff.
You know
right
it.
On.
So you know what? Let's do another big power set and we'll come on one more time before we hit the bricks.
Okay, hit the bricks.
You got it.
I've never heard that.
Are you serious?
No, I've never heard hit the bricks.
Kidding me?
Oh, yeah, hit the road.
Where you been? Where you been all your life?
I don't know. I don't know these things.
That's why you're here.
With the fireworks and I don't know.
The mosh pitting and all that.
It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much for me.
Well, let's rock out, shall we?
Okay.
We've got a band called Les Dulz Lux.
Okay.
And they're coming in hot, Simone.
Okay, coming in hot. I like that.
My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Happy Dominion Day.
Happy Canada Day.
Let's get our nice, crisp $2 bills and get some beaver tails.
Yeah.
And
Or Toonie. Do you remember Toonie Tuesday at KFC? That was a big deal.
Yeah.
I remember that being like, oh my goodness, it's Toonie Tuesday.
Oh, not in this economy.
Oh,
never again.
I know.
That's right.
The golden days.
The golden days are over.
Yeah.
Except for here at CFRC.
We're always golden.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
I'll do.
We did it, Simone.
Yeah, we made it through.
We came in on very little sleep.
Yeah, very little.
Thunder and lightning last night at midnight woke me up, and I couldn't get back to bed, but we schlepped our sorry bones in here.
We did.
We completed the Canada Day Jump Show. Woo. They call it Dominion Day because we dominated.
We did.
What a fun time.
And you did. What a great set that you put together for us.
Well,
great music, great vibes.
I appreciate that.
You had some chill. You got some pop.
A bit of everything today.
A little bit of everything, yeah.
And again, it was stuff that I'm hoping a lot of people may not have heard before because these are all Canadian artists that we need to support.
Absolutely.
We just had Bad, Bad, Not Good with Take What's Given featuring Reggie.
You're Reggie.
Yeah, we also had that last set, Bobbing with Marie. We had U.S. Girls with Like James Said. And we opened it up with Les Deux Lux.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Yes. Coming in hot.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So yes, 10 minutes to noon. Keep it locked and ready to rock.
Yeah.
What did we learn today, Simone?
Oh, it's hot, man.
It's going to be hot out there.
It's going to be hot, so be prepared. What is it, like 25 degrees right now?
I think right now, but it's supposed to jump up to around 30 this afternoon with a humidex of somewhere in the neighborhood of 40 is what they're saying. So if you're out there enjoying Canada Day, just pace yourself, drink a lot of water. Mm-hmm. If you're going to be drinking the beers, match it water for beer.
Okay.
That'll keep you hydrated.
Yeah.
It's important. It's very important.
Yes, I believe you.
People are going to be dancing and merry. And we don't want anyone going to the hospital onto a heat stroke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be careful.
Also learned that if you're in Quebec, it's moving day today.
And you can get something nice.
Yeah.
Get something nice for the apartment, you know?
Yeah.
Get some electronics.
Wander around, get some stuff.
Get some vintage pieces.
Absolutely.
Some vintage art decor.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe like that Angine de Poitrin. They're done with their image. Like they're like, okay, people have seen us enough, and like they've thrown their costume out on the side of the road, and you can go and get.
Yeah, that's true. Then they were playing with like dice
inflatable
dice. So you could
find some
of that.
Yeah.
Put that in your house in your car.
Yeah.
But be careful. You still got to be able to see.
We learned a bit about lacrosse today.
Yes,
Vinny taught us about lacrosse.
It's violent. I had no idea. I thought it was all proper and prim and proper, but apparently there's fights.
They shove hard.
Yeah. Be careful.
And
don't let the skirts fool you.
That's right. And we also learned about like Canadian food that we don't have that our American friends don't have.
Yeah,
you know, like Hostesses, Joe Louis.
And you know what? I heard also too that a lot of our European friends were like, "Wow, we got to have this ranch." Apparently, ranch is like a North American.
Really?
Yeah.
I love a good
People
ranch.
People are like, what is this ranch dressing? They were like going crazy over it. People are like taking it. So they were telling people, if you want to bring the ranch dressing with you home, you got to put it in your
carry-on?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Your luggage?
No, your luggage that goes underneath.
Ah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't just put it in your carry-on. You got to put it in your checked luggage.
Ranch dressing.
Yeah, people are going nuts over that.
Speaking of Canadiana, before we get out of here, my favorite Trailer Park Boys scene ever is where Ricky is just drunk out of his mind. It's the middle of the day. He's in a lawn chair, and he's just got white bread and he's dipping it in a big pile of ranch dressing that's on his belly.
Oh my god!
And he's just eating it.
On his belly?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he squirts it onto his belly and
oh
he just dips white bread, like no-name white bread. And there's like no dialogue. It's like
nothing.
Yeah,
it's just there for you.
It's just perfect. That's the way to spend Canada
that's
Day.
That's the way it should be.
So yeah, have fun. Be safe. Don't blow anything up unless you mean it.
Please be careful with the fireworks. I still don't understand this.
You're looking dead in the eye.
Yes, I don't understand it, but please be careful.
You'll understand it when it happens. Awesome. Well, happy Dominion Day, you guys. We're going to play ourselves out. We've got Tara Lightfoot with Cross Border Lover. We're going to hear a new one from Metric called Just the Once. And if we get to it, Eastboro with Tommy T.
Tommy T.
Let's do it. Catch you guys next week.
Yeah.
Happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day, everybody.
Bye.
See you later.
Do you think it's this way. Look at me, now I'm free. You'll survive.
To CFRC
101.9 FM,
Kingston University, baby.
Guys, gals, non-binary pals, different circles is moving. Same day, different time slot. We're now on Fridays at 9 p.m. Join me from 9 to 10 p.m. for an adventure through sound. Who knows? You might just find your next favorite song.
Hey, this is Stefan from PUP.
I'm Steve from PUP.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Music doesn't need a visa. 有些声音不用翻译也能听懂。No genre limits.